Log Talk Radio.
J1. If the feeling don't stay there, then why you still lay there? It's time to move on. It's time to move on. If the feeling don't stay there, then why you still lay there?
Special to come before you on Marvelous Monday. God has been so good, allowed us to make it through another weekend. I am Dr. Rosa D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You. It is really truly the only talk show that focuses on just plain old life issues and the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country. We're so glad to be before you. I'm looking at Sharonda Bell. Thank you so much, Sharonda, for joining us as well. In regards to our Facebook unit. See, God is so good. He has blessed us in so many ways. See, we should be jumping to joy. And I am. In my heart, I am filled with so much joy because I have an opportunity to bring a vision that God allows to be pressed into my soul and say, go do the work. This is a vessel that allows you to get the word out. It is WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of the Smith Way Production. So we're so glad to come before you. We have an awesome format for tonight because we want to look at changes. And the title of our tonight's show is Life Changes Events for 21, in essence, 2021. So it's so good. It's a blessing just to be here. See, I want everybody to understand that when God bless you with something, take hold of it and move forward. Don't blame nobody else. Take the responsibility. And that's one of the things we're asking to do during COVID-19 and the vaccine as well as the protocols. Take the responsibility of making sure you follow the protocols, regardless of a vaccine or not, because that's the way we can master this. That's the way we can see come enroll to it, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that tonight. Now, the call-in number to be a part of it is 347 857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can be a part of this, part of the discussion, and part of the chat. I ask you to press 1, and after you press 1, we're going to definitely ask you to just hold on, because we're going to give you to identify you the last 4 digits of your cell or a telephone number, and truly ask you to give your location and offer your comments, the web link, so you can be a part of the show. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're also being broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDIBERTUSMITH, as well as we have 2 vehicles that's broadcasting Facebook. I see people joining us quickly. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And then we also being broadcast on Instagram. That's a partnership with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, on their Instagram page, broadcasting, just spreading out wings. And we're so glad to have an opportunity to do that. If you want to email the show, you can email us at talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com. You have an opportunity to tweet the show. Yeah. @TalkingRealToYou, @WBSW_internet_talk_radio, @LorenzaDSmith15, @Coach_L_Smith, @DrLorenzaSmith with the number 1, @TheSmithWayProduction. As I mentioned on Instagram, you can go through the chapter of Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville, Alabama. So good to come before you, trying to get that out. You know, we have to understand what we're here for. Our purpose is to bring you some ideas, some thoughts in regards to the way things are changing. Life is changing. There's events every day as we enter into 2021, and as we continue to work through 2021 to 22 and beyond. And we just want to share some things about that, because we're going to focus on COVID-19, the vaccine. We're going to talk about mental health, because there's, you know, we got hope now. So it gives you, when you have hope, you have a tendency to be able to feel a lot better about the hope that you have. We're going to look at the role that we can play in the outcome of this crisis. What role that we play? Then we're going to look at the vaccine and where do we go from here. We're going to discuss that to see what responsibility that we all have, respect we should have for each other, the strength based on what's going on, the self-direction. Those are the things we want to make sure we talk about. We want you to know that we're the only Internet talk radio show in the country in regards to focusing on just plain old life issues. We talk about education, we talk about finance, as well as we talk about many other things. So I'm getting some background in here from one of my setups here, but we're going to work through it as we get started. So we'll take that background out, but we're going to make sure we do that in a minute. Just plain old life issues, block by block. I want you to keep that in mind, block by block. Have an awesome group of volunteers who works with me, to kind of see exactly what's going on, to kind of get an idea of what's happening in their neck of the woods. We have one of our co-hosts on the line, but I want to mention the other co-hosts, and as they join, I will give them that raving introduction. We have come from the state of Alabama. We have Lauren D. Smith. And I know she called me earlier because she had a softball game today. They're doing softball now, so she's working. She's doing that extracurricular activities, trying to be a part of the young people's life in many ways besides just the classroom. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith. And I always try to give individuals shout-out, especially for their organization, part of the Divine Lauren D. Smith is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Dr. O is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Then we're joining us from that beautiful state, the Sunshine State of Florida. She texted me and said, well, I'm still working, but I'm going to do my best to jump on her. Miss Lisa F. Levine. Then we have a young lady that put boots on the ground out in Oakland, California, through her ministry, owning my own truth, behavior, cognitive. We want to give a shout out because they recently did a story on her in the newspaper there in regards to the work she was doing in the community. Give a shout out to none other than Tina Robinson. Never last and never least. This young lady hails from the awesome state of South Carolina. We're so glad to have her. Matter of fact, Greenville, South Carolina. Sometimes they get it confused. And they're Greenville, Alabama chapter, and the Greenville Sigma chapter up in that area is one, because I've had that come to me. She's a retired educator. She's a truly, truly hard worker as a retiree. She's a retired counselor. She's a retired administrator. She's always going to be what we call a lifelong learner. None other than the lady of finer womanhood, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, my true friend, my sister in the Blue and White family, Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
Oh, God is so good and blessing us, and I'm doing well enough that this is Marvelous Monday. So we thank you for joining us, and I'm probably getting some background and we're gonna get started with our show. And at this time, Scarlett, if you have anything you just want to share, where I can just step away and get this volume, extra volume out, you can kind of do that right now. Then we'll jump right into the show.
Okay. Well, before we jump into the show, thanks for this opportunity to say something before we actually get on the topic we're going to discuss tonight, but we're still talking about real life issues. And we would be remiss if we didn't say something about the shootings that we're still experiencing. I just saw in the news where it just had the word "again" followed by a question mark. And I don't know about our listening audience, and you and I are pretty kindred spirits when it comes to different issues. But when it talks about, you know, the pandemic and our mental health and all these feelings, I am one Black female who is just really, I'm just tired. And the more I see this on the news and the more I hear about it and the more information that you get, the tighter I get. You know, this is 401 years of African Americans being in this country and still the things we still have to face. You know, many of us understand what Jim Crow was back during the original Jim Crow. And now we're experiencing Jim Crow 2.0, as President Biden would say. But it's sad. And it's disheartening and it's discouraging. So as we talk about going block by block, we just need to check on each other because it's downright depressing. And listening to the trial and then hearing what happened to the lieutenant in Virginia wearing a uniform of the United States of America and defending his country and to have to go through and experience that drama. Enough is enough, and it's just got to stop. And we in the Divine Nine community, we give so much to our communities, and we work so hard. We're about to really start addressing some of these issues if we haven't already began doing that. We just got to realize this is not what it should be. You know, we're not a perfect people. We're not a perfect country. We're not a perfect anything. But this can't continue to stand. This is the 21st century. All of our sororities and fraternities and many of our other community organizations, many of the churches that we go to and attend began in the late 1800s, began in the early 1900s, during the time that we were even being founded on college campuses at Howard University. So, you know, enough already is enough. Many of us have already celebrated 100 years of service. You know, we did this year, even though we were preempted by the pandemic and everything couldn't be done like we wanted to be done. But we still shouldn't have to face these kind of issues in the 21st century. 21st century. This is not 1821, 1890, 1920, or whatever. This is the 21st century with all the medical and the science and the things that this country put a man on the, you know, on the moon, doing all the space exploration, all the technology that we've come through that you don't have to put two cans and a string in the middle to talk to each other. You got cell phones. You got all kinds of things going. Why can't we solve this problem? Why can't we solve this problem?
I tell you, awesome. I don't want to cut you off.
And thanks for being with us tonight. We appreciate it, and we'll get into the pandemic topic, too, because all this relates back to things that we need to do as Americans.
Exactly, and that's awesome. Thank you for your passion. She's showing her passion in regards to where we are, and that's what we were talking about, life-changing events of the 2021. And we're going to do an awesome job tonight. Again, I was talking so fast, and I'm going to introduce everybody else. I am Dr. Louisa D. Smith. See, God is so good. The music popped on. All the folks are trying to get to that button to shut that music down. But see, this is what it's all about. This is a vessel where you can share your thoughts on. We want you to be definitely a part of it by calling in, or when you call in, you can just offer to share your thoughts or just listen to the show, and that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with myself and the team. We have Scarlett H. Black that's joining us so far. We have other team members that are going to join us. But we always try to make sure we do when we start our show off is talk about what we call Black History Moments. And I always tell everybody I do take a lot of time pulling up information. In particular, I do not take away from other organizations, but I'm a talk, and I get about two or three, probably about 30 seconds, and I talk about members that made some awesome impacts from my fraternity. And I definitely always want to do that. We're going to talk today about, as a Black History Moment, Judge Morris Overstreet. He was the first African-American elected by popular vote to a statewide election or office in the history of Texas. The first African-American to sit on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeal. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So glad to give him a shout-out for making a difference, being the first African-American to be elected to serve in that capacity, and he'll do it right. He's Brother Judge Morris Overstreet. Shout out to Brother Overstreet. All right, we're going to kind of move forward with what we have planned for tonight. We have an awesome agenda, and our agenda is going to focus on things that are dealing with COVID-19 and the vaccine, mental health, and see the change. Yes, we had talked about it as nauseam began before, but we're in a different time now. We're talking about how things have changed, and we want to hear people's thoughts in regards to that. You have an opportunity, so make sure you call in and share your thoughts or type in your comments on Facebook or Instagram. You have an opportunity to do it. Please do that, because that way I can read them all or we can respond to them. Now, we want to look first at our first topic regarding COVID-19. Should the states remove all restrictions, including the mask mandate? The question is, should states remove all restrictions, including the mask mandate? Scott, you want to jump in right there, then I'll fall in right behind you.
Okay, well, I got one word, variant. While we may be getting the vaccine, I've completed mine, didn't have any problems. and still will be wearing a face mask, in fact, two, every time I go out or in contact with someone, like a person coming to the house to do work or whatever, you know, they have to be masked, and I'm going to be masked. My husband's going to be masked. But the variants are the unknown entities in this thing right now. And to and some states who have never even encouraged masks or physical distancing or any of the COVID guidelines that have been put out there for over a year now, I don't know what else to say other than, you know, I can only protect myself and others that I come in contact with. That's the purpose why I wear it and why I went on and got the vaccine. And if you don't have the vaccine, you know, you still need to be, taking precautions by wearing the mask and social distancing and avoiding large crowds at this time because the variants have already hit. We're now seeing spikes in many of the states with these variants. And I think they said that the one in the UK is really in the United States now. And I know the first diagnosis of the UK variant was right here in South Carolina. We had two. And then from there, you know, with people traveling and everything and people not adhering to the COVID guidelines of wearing masks and things of that nature, it's still spreading the virus. We don't know how long we're going to be into this thing with this new unknowns with these variants. And from where are they coming from, the UK, South Africa, and I think it was one more place. I can't think of it right now, but, you know, that are entering the country. So we're not out of the woods yet. And if you haven't been responsible in doing any of the precautions or anything like that, I don't know what more to say. I just hit the point, Doc, I'm not going to argue with people, you know, about wearing a mask. You know, we don't seem to have a problem with other, you know, going to a ball game. If the stadium people say it here in Greenville, they say wear a mask, you want to see that event at the stadium, guess what? You're going to put the mask on. Some of them, when they get inside, they'll take them off, you know, and then, you know, run the risk of being fined. But, you know, what can you say to people when you know what the situation is? And we all want to get back to some sense of a normalcy, which is going to be a new normal anyway. But we can't do that if we're not all going to be patriotic enough and American enough to protect each other. So I just don't have, you know, any more to say, you know, about trying to argue with folks about it. I really don't.
And I would say, please don't spend your whole lot of time arguing with people. We had to do it block by block. And one of the things that concerned me that these states were talking about removing all the restrictions, whatever their motive is, what's the fearful thing about this is that when they remove some of the, take Texas, for example, remove some of the restrictions and they open their game up, which is the Texas Rangers, which is Major League Baseball, and they could see 40-some thousand, but they had almost 36,000. A lot of them unmasked, not wearing a mask. Somewhere we have to make a decision ourselves and not let everybody else dictate to us. So I'm not going to give us a pass when we know we should wear it to blame it on somebody else. And we are where we are pretty much because a lot of individuals refuse to do that. It made it a right situation. They made it a constitutional situation. They just ignored what was going on. Now we have another challenge. We got the vaccine, and now we don't think we need to wear the mask. We got the vaccine. We don't think we need to stay 6 feet away. I was so surprised. I'm going to share something with you. I saw, and I won't call out, but an individual that I know that, and I won't say where he's working or anything, and I know he had went through the bout with COVID-19 where he was at home for 14 days. But he also, I seen a picture just the other day, and he had had the vaccine. He's at a big, large gathering, and he don't have a mask on. The people around him don't have a mask. Now, if he was trying to explain to me that he didn't have the mask that he was taking a picture on, he was taking a picture, I could see in the background, people in the background didn't have a mask on. And the problem we have is, we're given a false sense of hope. The vaccine is for hope, but you're really truly getting a false sense of it, because you're asking people, when you had some kind of sense of control of it, that, you know, man, I've been to every place in this country, but the majority of the people did do and follow the rules and regulations and the responsibility. But I'm sitting here looking at him, and I know this person, though, you know, I see him just about every day. And I'm like, wait a minute. You went through 14 days and said, just because you have your vaccine don't mean you need to take your mask off. We still need to practice the protocols. The mask exactly. will not, the vaccine will not do you any good if you don't practice the protocol. I'm going to put my personal feeling in that. I believe, because I've been told by scientists that the mask is going to get us back to normalcy. But the problem, we're not listening. We're listening. We forget about get us back. We just think about normalcy. So we're wearing the mask. So now we have a fluctuation of states that began to remove, because it's all about money, to remove the mask mandate, saying that, you know, just because you got a vaccine. And one of the reasons they, I know particularly in my state, they are saying it's because we got a large number of people that's taking the vaccine. Why take some that you don't understand? I just think we have to be more involved to the point to ask these questions. The questions are, okay, I can take the vaccine. Is it possible I can still contract COVID-19? Is it possible?
Yes.
You said,
yes.
You said I wear a mask. If you said I need to wear a mask, that means I can contract it. But it's hard when you got people that's looking way ahead without doing the work. See, it's all about doing the work. The work is continue with the protocols. Stay at home. Stay 6 feet.
Right. Right.
Wash your hands.
Yes.
Wear your mask.
Right.
And if you took the issues you say and you felt comfortable, you did the, you know, because a lot of people have taken the vaccine, it's not going to work. The vaccine's not going to work by itself, people. And I think that's what the problem we have, because we have sold a bad or good out there, because every individual talked about since the vaccine come out is that things will get back to normalcy. It's going to be a new norm. So I want to kind of focus on the vaccine, where it is that these individuals are saying we're going to get back to normal, but we must practice responsibility. And that's what it's all about.
The vaccine, from my understanding, is that it keeps you from becoming morbidly ill from the virus, even though
yes.
you may still be able to get the virus. You know, you have a better risk of not dying from the virus. But who wants to be ill, you know? Who wants to be sick, period? And when you do this, even before the vaccine came on the scene, a lot of these folks still weren't wearing the mask. You had many states that were not encouraging the mask because they felt like, you know, it was too liberal or government intervention or this type of thing. I don't know what it is, but when it comes to your health, you know, all this trying to be macho and trying to go this, you know, and be able to go to a bar and drink and whatever case may be, it's not going to mean a thing if you're sick, and it's certainly not going to mean a thing if you're dead. You know, so your
rights,
you know, you worried about your rights, but what are your rights going to mean if you don't have your health? And then there are people who did contract the virus who are having some really major after effects from having the virus. You know, so this is no plaything, and this is no thing about my rights. But what about the rest of our rights?
And Scarlett, you're so right on the end. And what we got going on is that we got to get people to understand, and this is where we lack in our thinking process. Your rights stop where minds begin. So if you are out there and you took the vaccine and think you don't need to have a mask, Don't be confused, because today I went into a store today because it changed. April the 9th was the day our governor decided to remove the mandate in regard to masks. But our mayor of the city of Montgomery enforced it for 30 additional days. People just not listening. But they're not listening because nobody will enforce it. You can put anything you want on paper, but if nobody's enforcing it, even from the meritorious spot, it means that those businesses that refuse to not enforce it, then you have to, I know you're going to lose, still thinking about money. You caught between two, a rock and a hard place. You thinking about money even though you put additional 30 days on. Because I walked in, I'm like, wow, corner people back on the arcade machine, and they was playing, and nobody had a mask. And I'm just saying, well, why isn't this getting over to these people? Because they already know. Because I know before. That same store, they wouldn't come in there. They'd jump out their cars at the gas station and wouldn't wear no mask. Because the owners won't say that to them. So it takes, if we want this to work, the people that own these businesses have to say something. You have to say, you can't get service here. I don't care because the governor dropped that, but that is the mayor just put in, the city council just put into effect 30 more days. But they know they can wait it out. Because you don't have the proper authority to come and check them. So it has to take an inner self of you, yourself, to understand that you're affecting other people's lives. And that's why we're in this where we are now, because you got people that's close to you, the one you see every day on the grass, who want that not willing to follow it. They're not willing to do what they're supposed to do. And if they're not willing to do what they're supposed to, even business is not willing to do that. So my point is all about trying to make that money, because you miss money, but you're going to have lives. And Scarter said something that was very important. I want everybody to kind of keep in mind. You know, to be sick to the point of no return is not a nice thing to be involved with. See, yes, the vaccine keeps you from being hospitalized, keeps our hospitals open so we can not overflow like we did when we didn't have a vaccine. Yes, the vaccine may keep you alive, but the sickness that some people went through for 14 days before a vaccine, you don't want to go through it again.
You don't want to go through it again. No, you really don't. We've always heard the saying that you can have all the money in the world. You can be the richest person in the world. But if you don't have your health, what do you have?
Nothing. Somebody else gonna have the money. That's what's gonna happen. I just had to put that in there because these people get caught up doing wrong. Like I go in the store and before they even the mask mandate was lifted, I would go in the store and they cashier. It's a guy of Indian descent because they're owning all these little pace cars and everything now. And he would always say, "Cause I get a cup of coffee and a bonbon." Same old, and know what I always tell him? I said, it's same old, ain't none of these folks wearing no mask coming in your store. So that's where our biggest challenge, that's where our challenge is. The challenge is that you got to get those people who's in charge of these buildings to enforce the rule. They're being rebellious. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is going to be rebellious because they know nobody going to say anything to them. And then several people jump out sometimes.
They also dare you. They dare you. They really do.
They dare you
to say anything to them because they want to make sure that so they can act a fool if you say anything to them.
Exactly. But we got the thing about it. We have so many people like that. That's what bothers me. Because I know I went to that store today, and it was at least about 8-9 people in there. It was about even the guy behind the counter.
The counter.
Him and
mm-hmm.
some of his family members. He didn't have it on, and nobody else had it on. So you can, here I am, I'm following the rules. I'm following. I don't need nobody to tell me. But I can't tell them to wear a mask.
No.
It's up to him to say something. But if he don't wear one, why would they have to wear one? So what I'm saying, we're talking about block by block. We got to focus on letting our family members know, because we can't tell everybody, because they don't want to hear it. But you can communicate. We said that a while ago in regards to making sure we do this block by block, family by family. Tell you, you if you had the vaccine, like my sister, you know, all of my sisters had the vaccine. And the other day, one of the younger ones was back here in Montgomery, and she actually moved to a sense Georgia, and I was taking her back. We sitting up in the car. We brothers and sisters. And she got her mask on, I got my mask on. And we're driving to Georgia, which is 80 to 190 miles where I met my one of my other sisters. And I'm just saying, she had no problem doing it. We have no problem doing it. And she's one of them that lost the taste and the smell, all of that, for 14 days during Thanksgiving. So why is it so hard for everybody else? Why, if we're going to open this up, we still got to demand?
I'm going to show you. That's what that is.
Exactly. And see, that's the problem. It's too many. But I have to go back to where our society and where our life is. In a democracy, we have an opportunity, which I wouldn't want nothing better, that we can say that. You have to make me. You have to prove to me. And that's what we're dealing with. Let's be real, because every individual don't feel like you can tell them anything. And we know that from education. But before I go into the puzzle story, let me make sure I give a shout-out to a very special young lady that's joining us. She's calling in and being a part of this show from that sunshine state of Florida. Our favorite person from the state of Florida, Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
I'm working like 13 hours a day.
You
don't know what's going on down
you.
Here, do you? Do you guys know what's going on down here?
Yeah, we're going to tell us about spring break shoulders. You can tell us about spring break shoulders down there about a week or so ago.
We already know what's going on.
I'm
going to
tell you.
I'm
going to tell you. All I see on the road is cars, New York, California. You got people randomly calling people, hi, can I buy your house for $900,000? The beach was crowded last week. I can't believe what's going on.
Well, believe
there's bidding wars. Have you heard of this?
It's been like that all during the Florida just had its own special rules.
I'm thinking to move. I'm gonna come live by Charlotte, South Carolina. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, I don't get the stuff on this governor, please.
Exactly.
What's going on?
He's the one on TV last week talking about the sovereign state of South Carolina. Nobody's going to tell us. You know, I said, oh, my God. You know, Jesus.
Yes. I see that. But truly, Lisa, since we have you on here and you said, you know, I know they're grinding you out, but we really want to know actually within your setting, what in regards to the mask mandate, which I know was not into play in Florida, and you may correct me, but we'll put that aside. What is the reaction to people start coming in trying to buy all their property, moving all their children down there? But the bottom line is, what is the thought process down there? You notice from everybody dealing with this, the COVID-19, even with the vaccine, even with just dealing with COVID-19.
Well, let's see. I got 20 phone calls in 1 week for therapy sessions. Every single call is like anxiety. I'm relocating. Now I had a child tell me today there's a bunch of kids from New York at his school, and I'm thinking, all these people are moving here. We already have an overcrowded school system. I don't know where they're going to go. And then these bidding wars with the market here. How are people affording to pay cash? Like $800,000, $700,000. they're just randomly calling people. Yeah, and some people are not wearing a mask. They're wearing the mask under their nose. Okay, what is the point of that? Like, can you just put them? Now, most stores will kick you out in my area. Go to Delray Beach or Fort Lauderdale or Miami. You don't. It's like there's no COVID. There's no. Some restaurants I'm hearing now, they're like, oh, you don't have to wear a mask in here. And I'm like, oh, it's the store owners that make the store owners. I don't even think it's the mayors anymore. I think it's the merchants that will throw you out.
And then
at the beach last week, there was no parking. Okay, we're like Boca Beach. We were saying they should just make it a private beach right now because it's not the people in Boca. It's people coming up from New York and Miami. Like, it's nothing. Oh, I should have, like, videotaped it. Barbecuing.
So they'll pose for you.
Like, they don't care.
Problem about posing. They don't care. They'll pose.
You know
they
like
you.
Their selfies. And so I'm thinking, can we just, like, follow a direction? I mean... Just follow the direction.
Okay.
Just, you know, keep the mask on probably through winter, right? And then maybe we can move forward. But I'm concerned about the schools because there's so many kids are not passing right now. And they're mentally not okay. And some kids are not going to get out of the house. And then I'm thinking, okay, all these people are moving here. Where are these kids going to be in school? Because we have portables here. You know, they're like attached, you know, those portables.
Yeah, we got portables all over the country.
What are they going to do,
maybe
put more portables?
Maybe the Atlantic Ocean. They'll put some portables in the Atlantic Ocean.
Put it on the beach?
Yep, they're going to
put it on the beach.
I mean,
I'll tell you what,
the charter schools that we're teaching at are doing a great job. Like, they're, you know, the kids wear the mask. They wear the mask outside when we're teaching. You know, the kids know the drill. You know what I mean? Everybody's separated. Like, they know. Like, they know by now. Which is, I think most kids do know. Maybe not the teens, but but I think most younger kids know, like, this is what we have to do for right now. But, yeah, it's really mentally, I think people are just in not a good space. How about that? And they're impulsive. I think there's a lot of, you just pick up and move down here. Well, wait till hurricane season comes. We have a storm go through here yet. Yeah, they're going to be freaking out.
I'll live down there. You'll be ready to go back.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, we had three tornadoes that come through here this past weekend. So, you know. Nice weather most of the time, but, you know, some other times it might not be so nice.
Nope. They think it's nice. And when it's 100 degrees here and there's a hurricane and your power goes out for 5 days or 2 weeks.
And you have no water.
And you'll say you shouldn't have moved.
Exactly. But that's
it's
truly,
impulsive,
truly.
Am I right?
What's
impulsive
going on here?
Decision making?
Yes, it is. it's to the point that it's open season. Somebody, and I thank you so much. One of the watchers said, Renee. Antonio says that it's party like it's 2019. She just typed that in. I'm just reading what she typed in. Is that all about money? It is a party. And that's the thing about it. When we begin to think we got some sense of understanding, which a lot of us just don't have understanding about what's going on and how things are happening. And we have made our mind up. We're tired of people telling us what to do. We're going to do what we want to do. And how many lives, as long as I feel like, see, we care about, we got responsibilities. That's what we got to understand. We're responsible individuals. Some other individual nowhere close to that. Some people can take this personal, but I know there's a lot of people, and Garnet knows, Lisa knows, in education. That's why we have to train our young people and teach our young people the importance of responsibility. But when you get to an adult who just don't care anymore, life don't matter, anymore. It's hard for any kind of government to control them because they're not going to be controlled because they're made. I'm tired of being locked up for a year. I don't want to do this no more. If they say I don't have to wear no mask, I'm not going to wear no mask because I haven't contracted COVID-19. So I'm not worried about that right now.
Right.
That's
or
what
they
we're
got the
dealing
vaccine.
With. Or they got the vaccine is saying, that's why I said, is we put it out there, and I talked about that when I from the beginning, you know, we're getting away from, are we moving too fast? Just because we have the vaccine, any study or any article I've read for the last week or two or three or month about we're nowhere close to that, and we won't be. It may take 2-3 years, even with the vaccine.
Right.
And that's the part is
you
not being
be
told. And I always say, when you leave out things, you tell people what they want to hear because you know vaccine means hope. See, that's what you got to understand. It's hope. It's going to get better. But we don't never tell them that on the other side, it takes you going through years or 2 years to understand this warp speed vaccine. Because just because it was made quick don't mean it's going to act quick. And we have to keep that in mind. And I think that's our biggest challenge with most of our individuals now. And I shared at the beginning of the show about an individual I know. And I know he had COVID. He was down. He was posting on Facebook. And I looked around him something Saturday night. He inside this big facility with over 200 or 300 people. No man. People around him had no man. He didn't get the message. He didn't get the memo.
I don't like groups anyway. I don't. You know what it is?
Where
the ability to delay gratification.
Yeah, where he needs worry about the variants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's selfishness and inability to delay gratification.
You know, I feel sorry for those. I feel sorry for us as educators because, you know, it's a whole generation now being raised of thinking they're privileged. You know, because the parents.
Entitlement.
We have 7 to 8 hours a day, and if you play sports, then the coaches got you the rest of the time. You know, and you might can do a little something, especially with the coaches, because they can pretty much stay and get away with what they want to, you know, and they're going to follow what the coach says because you want to play. But we're raising a generation, or have raised a generation of folks that we have them 7 to 8 hours a day, typically. They go home for the rest of the time, and if you go to a home where, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't care what they said at school. This is my house. You're going to do this, that, and the other here.
Exactly.
So that's where the conflict comes in, because they know that we're teaching them to be responsible and about responsibility and actually being your brothers and sister keepers, you know. And those that go to church get that same lesson, hopefully, in their churches. So when they go home and you see a parent not wearing a mask, Mama, we're supposed to be wearing our mask. Well, they ain't about to tell me what to do. Daddy, we need to be wearing our mask.
Exactly.
I'm going to the game. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So the conflict, you know, they get so many conflicting messages. You know, kids don't know what to do. They want to do what we say do, but then they also got to know they got to live at home.
Exactly. And that's what we are in this society now. In this world at this time, that's why we're talking about life changing events in 2020. We were focusing more on COVID-19 and all the other things, not to realize after we did get a vaccine, we still are probably in a place far from where we could have been if we didn't have it. I just think that people, the things you see people doing now, they was doing before.
That's right.
See, these folks didn't stop doing things. You thought, just like you're talking about the 4th of July, every one of our breakouts when we had our increase in infection came after major holidays. That's why I said we're smiling that happened now, but we hadn't had a major holiday yet. Our major holiday, just like a year ago, the infection didn't come out as a Memorial Day. Memorial Day to the end of May. So we don't know where we're going to be. See, that's the thing I'm talking about. Everybody said, we got a vaccine, but after Memorial Day, then right behind Memorial Day, you have 4th of July. Right behind 4th of July, you have Labor Day.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, we We have to go back a year and stop saying March 11th was when it was not March 11th. The biggest thing happened when we came out the Memorial Day because they opened the country back up, or the governors opened up the beaches here, and people come back, and everybody was just the infection rate. So we're going to have to wait until after those three holidays. So as Lisa said, think about in the fall. We don't know how we stand in the fall. We are nowhere there now. And yeah. Everybody got to talk that. I don't care who they are.
The bad spikes came from the summer last year. The fall.
Yeah, spikes. That's
you know,
true.
When we had the real bad stuff. That was from the summer. That happened last year.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So what are we doing now? What are we doing now? We don't even know what the spike is going to happen after Memorial Day. I know it's a rush to get everybody vaccinated. We don't know, but we have to say, really, that thing really kicked off after Memorial Day. Because before Memorial Day, Lars wasn't even wearing no masks. So what
that's
I'm saying, we ain't been a year. We haven't been a full year, and we got to stop going back to what day it was when we closed the country. We have to go back to after the real spike started after Memorial Day, which was on the 26th, 27th of last year, and for 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying, let's get to that point. Let's get through the summer before we start. I'm going to have, which people already have. I can tell you now, people already have barbecues. They were having barbecues during 4th of July. They were having barbecue. I'm talking about 2020. They were having barbecues.
I'm going to try a video thing this weekend.
Every weekend. So I'm telling you, we can't say the 4th of July is going to be the normalcy. We can't say Memorial Day is going to be normalcy. We can't say that because you know what? This is the time a year ago, not now. I'm talking about after Memorial Day when our infection rate went at its all-time high. And if you want that barrier to jump on you, it's going to happen after that time in the summer. It's not going to come before then. So you might not be seeing no large spikes right now because you're not really gathering a whole lot now. But just wait.
Michigan has doubled already because they got the
barrier big time. Hey, I'm going to do this.
Everybody was in Florida
for spring break from Michigan.
You know.
Then you got the folks
who just done said they're not gonna follow what the governor tells them to do regardless. They're not gonna do it. They've already said
that. What they said?
Well, they broke
you had a lawsuit,
capital, you know, complaining.
In Wisconsin or Minnesota, you had a lawsuit. Some people filed for them, and then the legislature outruled the governor. So now if
you're
that
right.
happened in one place, that can happen another place. That's what I'm saying. We have so much politics. It's all about so much money. And we're so split that everybody want to do it their way. There's too many people making the decisions now. And they looking for their own interest instead of looking out for this country. That's why I said you need to make your own decision. We want you to be a part of by sharing your thoughts. 347-857-4192. Press 1 so you can be a part of it, so you can share your thoughts with Scarlett, Lisa, and myself. It's so glad to be here before you. We want to chat with you. We want you to share your thoughts about the restrictions being lifted, mass mandate being lifted, people going back to their normal 2019 activity. They're going back to it. And can't nobody tell them not to do it because when you remove the restriction, I've been thirsty for 6, 8, 9, 10 months. So I'm going to go and I'm going to these places. Can't you tell me? Restaurants are packed. You know, movies begin to get packed again. So these are lack of ventilation places. So if our leading scientists can say and ask, will you go to a restaurant even though he had the vaccine? He says no. Why can't we say that if we want to further our life?
Well, the former guy called him full of you know what this weekend at a speech. So you know, demean his whatever he says. You know, just. name calling again, you know?
So, but that's where we got to make the decision of who we're going to listen to. We're going to listen to the scientists, or we're going to listen to people for political gain. Everybody got something to gain here. So are the scientists saying
that's how this I one, feel,
see, so that's where I am. I don't want to hear what nobody else thinks. Yes, go ahead on, Lisa.
I think they need, like, not just, like, the team of doctors, like, on the news, but I think they need to have, like, a psychologist, because I think when they're saying stuff, I think everybody's interpreting it different, too. You know what I mean? In the media, both the media stations give you two
different,
you know, like when people say to me, should I get the vaccine or should I? And I'm like, you need to talk to your medical doctor. Like, I talked to my doctor. You need to, you know, I made my decision based on what, you know, I needed to do. You know, I think we need, it's like people are so mixed up and confused. And you're hearing different numbers or different, you know, things. And it just depends on, I think, how people are processing it or what, you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, they say now, like, oh, you can go out without a mask or you can play. Like, and I think people are thinking you can just go out and, you know what I mean? Like, it's, they're not fully hearing, or maybe it's not being explained correctly, or maybe they need a different approach or something.
They're explaining it correctly, but on any given day,
is this what this is?
Pandemic,
they're not processing it, right?
Selective hearing. You hear what you want to hear.
Yeah, it's sad.
And you process it depending on what outcome you want.
What you
know,
feel like.
You know, because, like, if I don't want to do something, I can process it all in my head on the reason why I shouldn't do it.
That's what it's all about, even though
I have read and seen the correct information or the information that makes sense, but if you just a downright nut and you're going to just go ahead and process it the way you want to, no matter what kind of things they hear, they're still going to process it the same way.
I think that's a big issue. It's a huge issue because,
you know, some people are just downright stubborn. Let's just go ahead and say what it is. Stubborn and they're mean. You know, mean and stubborn.
Because
I know a couple people that got the vaccine and they got the COVID anyway, so I don't know how that happened, but
because,
you can still get it.
Because it takes 10 to 14 days for the antibodies and everything after the vaccine to take effect. And if you haven't gotten if you haven't completed it, you got to do another 10 to 14 days for it to take effect, you know, for it to be, you know, effective. But the main thing is, it's not keeping you from getting the COVID. It's keeping you from getting real bad sick or dying.
Thank you.
That's what it's doing.
We can get off all these. You said 10 to 40, it don't mean nothing. It ain't saying you can't have it whether you're fully 10, 15 days out.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. See, that's the kind of stuff need to be shared with people. See, people not hearing that. They hearing what it's going to do once you take it. And that's a whole battle I have. Some people just typing some things on here. They just did a special she remembers Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She was just said, I'm afraid, even though I am fully vaccinated, I still have to trust that my fellow Americans are being responsible. That's what she typed. And
amen,
I wanted to get this shared.
Amen, sir, Renee. Amen.
See?
She tell the truth. That's true.
Then she typed in, Fox News says you can unmask. So people hearing that, so what do you expect them to do? You said they're not making this. We can't trust the people who are up there talking to us. That's our problem. It ain't we got mistrust. It was never mistrust with the vaccine.
Yeah.
It was the people talking to you because they wouldn't be honest. Some of them changed numbers. Some people, they don't want you to have a vaccine. That's why I say, and you know as well, Scott, as well as Lisa, now everybody on here, if I am putting some data together, I'll put the data together how I think it's
I can make it say what I need for it to say. Anybody that works with data, and you and I, we work with data for all of our careers, we can make that data say anything you want to say. And then when people try to throw data on me, I said, I don't believe this, and I had to do my own research. That's why I'm so big on doing my own research. Because no, you're not going to tell me this. No, I don't believe that. Let me see if this is what everybody else is saying.
Exactly, and that's what you have to do. You can't, and the problem we have, too many people allow, just like she said, Fox News said, you can unmask. See, that's something major that people see. You know, they walk by the TV, all they saw was one thing, unmask. So let's be able to get the word out or make decisions on your own and stop letting everybody else dictate to you, because everybody got a game. You got people that want to make money. You got people who want to be politically in the right loop. You got people who just want to be the one in charge. You got so many things going on, and that's where our mental health is playing and having challenges now. So the point is that you talking about hope. Hope is, you got a vaccine, but we still being mentally challenged because we're getting so many things that are not trustworthy coming out of people that we think should have things coming trustworthy. You know, the news report what they want to report. They report on Facebook. They report on Instagram, Twitter. See, they report all of it, but nobody want to sit down and talk with you about all the things that are going on. They want to talk to you about, even about the vaccine. Tell me, I'm just saying people want to have that question, because if you have you only have 75 million been vaccinated out of 348 million, there's a lot of people out there got questions. And that's not mistrust. They just don't trust the people standing in front of them talking. So we need to get to the point. You get them information, take it to your family and share it with your family. Go to your doctor. Go to your family physician. Talk with him.
Yeah.
I know some physicians have told people
a week ago,
that you don't have to, you don't really need to take, because they're not going to take it. So it irritates me when people come to me when they say, if you had the vaccine, and if I say, that's a private choice, that's a choice to make. You need to get it. Why are you going to tell me what I need to get? You just take care of yourself. And we can't let this get where the people who ain't been vaccinated are going to be the one that's going to be left out, because you have more of them out there than you have vaccinated. You better keep that in mind.
That's their right. Because you got pandemic, you have an anti-vaccination group in this country anyway, and those folks are a lot of them are located in Texas that started all this, but they are really anti-vaccine anyway for their children. You know, children's vaccinations to come to school and things you have to stay in school. You know, that group has spread a lot of stuff around this country, too.
And also some people out there.
This is before even the pandemic. So if you can't get people to take a measles vaccine to keep from getting the measles to spread to other children, come on now, y'all,
Well, you got the flu the same way. You got a vaccine for the flu. So it's a choice that you have to make, but don't try to make those people feel like they're going to be the reason that our numbers going to increase. No, you're going to be the reason, because you got the vaccine going out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it has to be told. It don't have to be beating them out over the head. They can take all the restriction off. The restriction ought to be in you. Not has nothing to do with what a state said. Nobody should have to make you want to take care of your own life. I don't believe that. But if you choose to go out there and put yourself, your family members in harm's way, that's a choice you're making based on your point of challenging rules. So we have to look at it that way, and we're going to have to do it, like I said, block by block, focus on what we can focus among our family members, and we can move forward. And that's what it's all about. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192, press 1, and you can definitely be a part. You know, our time is going by so fast, and I just want to kind of jump on just a couple of things. And in regards to when we're talking about the vaccine and mental health, I know we heard several things, because hope can help and give you hope. When you know there's something out there can cure, but we're not talking about for right now. When we're talking about the vaccine and mental health for our future, what is your thoughts, or any thoughts you all may have in regards to what is our future mental health because of the vaccine, knowing the vaccine is out there? What is our thought in regards to that? Where do we go from here? You know, those kind of things. Can you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Don't go on Facebook because there's a lot of dramatic people. I mean, I took the first dose, and I made my decision, you know, talking to my doctor and what I felt was best for us to be in the schools with the kids. But I wasn't violently ill. I just didn't feel right. That's all. I felt offish, you know. But my attitude was good. I take vitamins. I drank a lot of water. And I kept moving around. There was one day I just felt really, and I went to my acupuncturist. She did something, and then I was fine. So I think a lot of it is avoiding, don't listen to all these people. They might have been sick before the vaccine. They might just be saying it to get attention right. Because I tell you, sometimes I try to stay off Facebook. You know that. People get very dramatic, and they post dramatic things and tension, and it's really not cool, like, because you're scaring people. Like, I get people that are, like, frightened by things they're seeing and hearing, and then I'm like, okay, that's just, and I always say, hasn't happened to you yet. You don't know if that mm-hmm. will happen to you. Stay in the moment. Don't read all that. You know, talk to actual, like, the pharmacist, the guy who did mine, he's wonderful. He explained everything to me. The problem, he said, with this virus, it attacks your heart and your lungs. And that's where they're stuck, it sounds like. And my doctor said the same thing.
Also, your brain, the brain too, brain also.
So we're all making our own decisions.
A COVID fog that people who've had COVID can't seem to shake.
Well, and there's a lot of depression.
I've completed man, and I've talked to people that I knew that worked in the field. And one that works strictly with COVID patients, and she was sorority sister and a captain, and she helped an awful lot and sent me a lot of information for me to make an informed decision. And
exactly.
Then I talked with we decided we would go to the hospital, had a place set aside, a center right near the hospital. So in case you had a problem, you were right there. We get immediate help. So that's where we went and took hours. And they were wonderful. In fact, when the lady put the put in my arm, I said, "What are you going to do?" She said, "You're done." I said, "You got." I started laughing because I am needle-phobic.
My arm never hurt, Scarlett.
My
arm didn't hurt either.
I'm needle-phobic, and I just didn't feel the shot, nor did I feel anything afterwards. So the only reaction I had was just a fever. That lasted about a day, and she told me before I left, she said, "Now, if you have any reaction, like a fever or sore throat, Wednesday," she said, "you know, tell me what to do every 4 hours." And I did when I got the fever, and I was fine. In fact, I felt pretty good the next day.
Exactly. Anything, you know what? Antibiotics can cause reactions. Drugs, like, I think to myself, okay, some people that are like substance users, well, you're putting fentanyl or you're putting, you don't know what's even in marijuana anymore. You don't know what kind of reaction, or alcohol. Some people get one drink, they get alcohol poisoning.
You don't know what you have in the fentanyl because
you don't know.
You know, somebody can lace the fentanyl and can kill you, you know, and hair.
Yeah, it's,
so,
I try to put it in perspective like you do. Yeah.
Not people use medicine.
On my Facebook page, I delete. I don't let drama on my Facebook page because
I don't either.
If you're a drug dealer and someone sends a picture on my feed with someone hooked up to all these machines and stuff, I've got to delete it. You know, no one needs to see that.
I agree.
Nor am I
no one needs to.
You know, with a sob story about they couldn't take it and when they did, this is what happened, and you know, and all kind of stuff. No, I don't want people to be scared. You know, people have to make their own informed decision.
And I want to also, you know, they're sharing about the vaccination, taking a shot. Something Scarlett said even before, and I think that's where we got to be focused a little bit at. When the individual went through the 14 days and the damage it caused to your system, when it attacks your heart and your respiratory, but it gets in your blood. And once it gets in your blood, it's going to affect all the major. So what we have to keep in mind, even if you you had it before and you did take a vaccine, you don't know how much damage that was caused before. See, the thing about
right.
vaccines can heal that damage. You don't know. So the long-term effects is one thing we got to keep in mind, not just our reaction to the shot. It's that what's going to happen and, you know, with my body because I did and I did contract it. What's going to happen with my body when I was walking around asymptomatic? What's going to happen to my body just because I was able to get over it? See, that's what we got to start planning long term. We got to start thinking. And that takes everybody. It's become a global situation. Everybody got to play a part in this. And our biggest individuals that we really need to focus on, and I know Scarlett said and Lisa always said, is our young people. See, our young
yeah,
people
mm-hmm,
are going
absolutely.
We cannot imagine. We got to have some type of long-term plan for them so their mental health can be healthy. We can talk about
yep.
vaccine all we want, but we ain't talking about what they went through mentally. It's not so much as just staying at home. It's a lot of things being taken away from a child that, you know, as a child and an adolescent that helped you mature into the person you are. These young people are losing that. So we need to be able to put things together and put in plan, long-term plans. I'm talking about five-year plan, and if your education is going to know as well, Lisa, you don't plan for 1 year. You always have a five-year plan because we always just talk about 2010, 2015,
that's right.
2020, 2025. This is what has to happen. It's hard work, people. A vaccine is not going to be able to get where we need to go until we do all the phases. We got to deal with the social. We got to deal with the economic. We got to deal with the mental. We just cannot just focus on one thing. It has to be a plan. We ask schools to put plans together. They still ain't able to put those plans together to deal with this, not just bringing kids back face-to-face. You got to have a plan. You have to have a five-year plan to say what you're going to do because these kids are encountered for a full year out of school. When they come back to school, they ain't going to be happy to be at school. We got to have plans. We got to put them in action. And once we have the plan,
I've
put them
been
in action.
It all wrong.
I don't hear no plan. I don't hear no plan from nobody.
They're
going to
have a problem in August.
You're
going to have a big problem in August.
Day one, there are no plans.
Nope.
We said that from day one. You got to have a plan in these schools. You know, if somebody's not helping you to plan or give you a plan, develop one that you feel like is going to be beneficial for those children.
We're going to have
you know,
to. Got to be long.
You know what's going to happen?
14.
Some kids who get anxiety, they get sick or they get a headache or they get – you're going to have some kids, they haven't been in a school setting for a year and a half. And I'm thinking to myself, they better put some type of a plan in place because there's so much fear. And rather than, you know, like the kids I'm teaching now say, why can't we hug you yet? You know, we can't hug yet. Like, you know, I have to, like, go over with them. It's really hard for them staying in school with the masks on all day. And we talk – I let them talk about – actually, I think I put a video up about it, just hearing their feedback on it. But because we're having open discussions, I think we're better off in the long run being honest, age-appropriate,
yeah.
discussing things,
yeah.
and trying to reduce fear because, you know, I say not just with COVID, you know, self-care, self-love, always good hygiene, hand washing. The kids are good. Even when they go to the bathroom, they come back, they sanitize again. You know, I keep the sanitizer out. But I think we're going to see a big problem come August. And the summer is cut in shorter, or at least down here it is.
These kids have lost a year of instruction.
Yeah.
Of solid
yeah.
instruction. And for kids who are in poverty, you take 1 year of everybody else losing instruction mm-hmm. and add another year to them. They've really lost about 2 years of instruction and growth, you know, and that's a lot to make up. You can't make that up in one summer. That's a lot to make up.
I mean, I have kids that are A students,
and they're now they're B's and C's and D students. Like I have a couple kids. They were like A students, maybe a B, and they're trying, but they can't learn virtual, or there's distractions, or this goes out, or it's just
we have to do better.
In
this country where they don't even have the broadband,
they don't have internet.
Internet, you know, and to do virtual, they just don't have it. And it's just sad. It really just breaks your heart. It really does. Well, I keep a hazmat suit in my car, and I was at the point, you know, if I had to put the hazmat suit on for a child to hug me, I would have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they need to feel that.
They do.
Let me say this right here. You as a person that's outside of their home, they can't hug you, but they can't hug anybody at home either. See, you provided that place where they could get home. So we got a lot of work to do. This is not going to be over like we think it's going to be just because we can get back to going to the store.
My mom wouldn't hug me yesterday. My dad hugged me when they arrived. My mom wouldn't hug me though. So I respect
I just encourage those in the school system, that $1.9 trillion that's just been passed, there's a lot of money in there for mental health and for extra counselors and things of this nature. And hopefully that'll be used like it's supposed to be used and not have those budgets cut. And it really
I pray it doesn't.
It's been allocated for.
Yeah, there's another thing going along with what you said. Hope is accountability. We got to really be accountable and hold people accountable. I think it's important with you, with us day to day. We ought to be held accountable for what we do. If you don't spend it, because our academic counselor might not be the one that can work with our young people coming back. We might have someone that has a general counseling background outside.
Right.
We're going to have to do that.
A lot of pressure on the teachers right now. I feel bad for teachers right now. I think I mentioned we even made a YouTube channel, which I'm bad about putting videos up, but if they can at least stream it or something just to get the kids breathing or using, you know, techniques, they can all do it together. But it's a big problem. And we have to make some changes.
That's what it's all about.
It's always good to be able to talk instead of.
And it's gonna get. I'll tell you right now, it'll probably get worse before it get better. And people won't have to realize that we got to move one step at a time. Don't be in no rush. And I'm looking at several things that see Renee is typing on here, and she was talking about even with her parents. She's talking about she had COVID back in October and still a little funky. And we are at this point. So we got a lot of things, and then children are infected as well. We're getting more children being infected with this. And we got so much to do, and we can't discuss it all in one show. It might take a month or 2 months on every day to discuss, and maybe we can get the word out block by block, because the people who have the power is getting the only word that's comfortable for them. And we got to do better in regards to that. Well, we're going to get ready to close our show out. I'll start with Scarlett. You can share your last and final thoughts here. Then Lisa, you jump in, and I'll get ready to close it out. And we'll get ready to meet them again in 2 weeks.
Well, as we normally do, you know, we lay it on the line. You know, we leave everything out there.
There you go.
I mean, you know, that's what this show is about. We leave it all on the floor. And I'll just reiterate what I said, you know, a couple of weeks ago is that we just got to, you know, we got to do everything we can to just try to be strong and hang in there. You know, it's discouraging, it's depressing sometimes, but we got to find a positive way to stay in the game, stay in it, regardless of how bad things look and how bad things are. And we know the situations and we know what we got to go through. We know what we've been through. And hopefully there is light at the end of the tunnel. We just got to make sure that we stay in the tunnel to try to get to the light. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And we love you, and we always appreciate you tuning in and listening and following us as much as you can.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Stay in the tunnel. Stay in the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Okay. Lisa?
Well, I'm going to say this. Patience, mindset, there's no I in teamwork. And if you need help, ask for help. If you don't understand something, ask for explanation. And please don't go to Dr. Facebook or no, I keep telling people, try to stay off the social media. Try to be conscious, be aware, ask medical professionals, talk to the schools. Like, I feel kind of like we're not fully connected, and I was hoping maybe we would try to become more united and just work together, just overall, coming up with ideas or just being supportive to one another. Because this has been a rough year, and I feel like it's going to go, I'm not being negative, I feel like it's going to go on through the winter. So
that's real talk.
Yeah, we can just hang on. Yeah. Yeah. But we're our own worst enemies, right? So everybody just try to hashtag mindset. Just keep a good attitude and take care of yourselves and make sure you're educated on different things that are going on and the mental health world. Yes, we are inundated, but there are people out there that can help and always reach out. You know, you're not alone.
Awesome. Garner, thank you so much. Hashtag mindset, hashtag responsibility, hashtag one life view. We just have to be hashtag come up with a plan, because see Renee is just typing about school system and the plan and what plans they have, and she's in the medical field. So I appreciate her sharing some thoughts on them. We'll make sure I further post them on Facebook, because she's doing it in regards to Instagram. Now, it's been awesome tonight. We always excited about coming and sharing things. This is all about real talk, block by block. You might not like what we say, but if it's something that's going to spark your opportunity to go research and find out more, that's what we want you to do. We want you to find out more. Don't just go based on if you get in a habit of listening to people and parroting what they're saying, you're not going to be able to think on your own like you need to. So you have to do a check and see exactly what's going on. Ask that question. If you got a question, Bernie, ask those people. You go to your doctor, ask those questions that you got to ask if it's about what can happen even if you have a vaccine. Ask that. You got, because your doctor ought to be able to tell you about your body. Now, he can't tell you about everybody else's body, but he can tell you about your body. And that's what I said, when we talk the truth, we got to have people stand up there telling us the truth, not trying to make all feel good in a kumbaya, because this is not a kumbaya time. This is a time that we do, we got faith and we got hope. And we believe we can get through it, but we know it's going to be a journey. See, it's going to be a journey. It's not going to be a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now. It's going to be years, because it takes that long just for that. Remember when they said the vaccine had to go through years before it got approved? It was did a lot quicker, but it still is going to go through the same amount of time to get into the order. We have to go program that we can't do things like we used to. It's going to take us time. We're just not going to do it automatically. So we're moving a little fast to get back to normalcy. Get back to normal 2019. We're not going to get there. We got to prepare ourselves for a new normalcy, and we have to understand we got to protect one another. It's been awesome tonight. I thank this team for joining me tonight and talk about some awesome topics. We're coming up with an awesome show for tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and that's our Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, and we're going to focus on our series of how we're preparing boys to be for successful relationships and how they can be good in relationships. We're going to have a topic on grown men versus overgrown boys, and our queen accent. Where is my key? Yeah, so we've been doing it all 2 weeks. We're gonna keep on growing. So we're gonna share some things that you might not like to hear, but you might need to check that person you call your king.
Okay.
make sure he's in line as well. The same thing. So we want you to be, that's 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we'll be on for an hour. Check me out, and I'll be coming hard, coming fast, and joining. It's been awesome. I tell you, God is so good. I'm excited. I'm excited because he's blessing us to get the word out through this vessel. So be a part of it. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Go to Blog Talk Radio. You can type the web link in there. You can pull up the show. You can listen to it again. You can listen to all the shows. It's over 367 episodes dealing with the Smith Wave Production and WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So it's there for you to check it out. You don't have to listen to it tonight, but you have time to check it out and see what we've been talking about. It's been a joy. I'm excited. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag it's a mindset, as Lisa said. Make sure you get your mind right. And we got to keep on doing the hashtag that you take care of what you need to take. As Scarlett said, we're going to say block by block. We want to make sure you do that. Hashtag one life matter. Be responsible to protect not only your life, but your family member life and people around you. That's what it's all about. It was all about life-changing event in 2021. So we're just going to close it out right here. Again, check us out tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You're going to like it. I promise you, you will like it. And we'll have another one on Thursday. We're going to work on getting our overgrown boys to be grown men and prepare them to be 18.
Maybe I need to try to find time to listen to that.
Yes, I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. So have an awesome rest of the evening. I'm telling you that, that's real talk right there. People, they want you to check it out.
I got to listen to that show.
Yeah, I even got some things I'm going to share from people personal. They share to the point about, I want you to talk about this because I want that person that was that so-called my king, he was nothing but an overgrown boy. Come on, that grown male, just because he got the age of it too, and that's what it's all about. So you have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow as well as talk with you tomorrow. I just want to tell my team, thank you so much, and I'm going to truly tell you, as always, I'm going to give you a hug. It's virtual. It's virtual. You know it's coming at you. Then I'm going to tell you I love you, and that's virtual. And when I physically see you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to shout it out to the top of the mountaintop. And I'm going to tell you like this, Carly. I'm going to tell you like this, Lisa. Before I say I love you, I'm going to get those people on Facebook a chance, on Instagram to do the same thing. We have it's Cassie Denise. Thank you, Cassie. Remember, Victor Foundation Sorority Incorporated. We have Latane Pinkett, Inspired to Inspire, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We have C. Renee Anthony. She's a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We also have Mr. President 14. We'll give him a shout out as well. Let me roll out and see if I see some more people that are out here. I might miss somebody, but I don't want to do that because they'll call me and let me know. M.F. Gaston. She's a member, and I see some blue in the background, so I'm going to say in the front of, yeah, that's Emma Baker, finally, because you're more than incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us as well. Spartan89, thank you so much, as well as, I'm trying to see the background. It looks like it may be the shield, and I'm not going to call it out, but it looks like a shield of another Divine Nine. I can't see it good because of the cover on it. We also want to give a shout-out. And then we'll see if we got everybody here so we can get off here. The time is running out. It's C. Renee, as I said, she's been well-spoken tonight. She has said her thought. And C. Renee is a member of Zeta. Have an awesome rest of the evening. I'm going to tell you, team, like I was getting to, you know, I love y'all. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening because it's all about being delivered.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
God, deliver me. Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.